ormai prossima la pubblicazione della mia terza enciclica, che ha per titolo Caritas in Veritate.
That's Pope Benedict speaking last month and announcing today's publication of his new encyclical on the global economy. It's called Charity in Truth, and it has a lot to say about morality, or rather the lack of it, actually, in the world's financial systems. Our business reporter Manuela Saragossa is with me again. Manuela, does it matter what the Pope and the Catholic Church think about the economy, do you think?
Well, this is an encyclical, which means it's the highest form of papal teaching. And it was supposed to be released last year, but it was delayed for publication until today, so the Pope could address aspects of the current global economic crisis. And I suppose given that morality, the perceived lack of it, greed, these kind of things have often been cited as some of the causes of the collapse of the world's financial system and the banking system in the past year, what the Pope says may therefore have more resonance now than at any other time. And on top of that, you've got the G8 gathering of leaders starting tomorrow in Italy. Aid and poverty is high on the agenda, so the timing of this publication and this encyclical and what it has to say on those subjects is also interesting for that reason.
And it's a ticking off, is it? Is that the Pope's main message?
Well, it's a very long encyclical, I'd say. I admit I haven't read through all of it. I have skimmed most of it, and I did cheat a bit. I spoke to the head of the Catholic Church here in England, the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, and I asked him to explain the encyclical's core message.
He says the old model of the market producing wealth and the state supervising its distribution is long past, and he wants a much more diversified market in which things like social aid agreements operate. Charitable foundations are encouraged to flourish. Companies get together to look at social welfare and the development of what is called a civic economy rather than the capitalist market economy.
Some people might see that as an underlying rejection of unbridled capitalism and unregulated market forces. Is that a fair assessment of what he's trying to say?
Yes, I think it is.
Couldn't that upset some of the more conservative members of the Catholic Church who are big believers in the free market?
Well, I think what the Pope is saying is, in the first place, philosophical and ethical. Over and over again through the document, he recognises the importance of market mechanisms. He recognises the importance of what he calls the economic logic. But he's saying that's not the whole story. Even to consumers, he's saying, when you're considering what to purchase, the price isn't the only thing to consider. You have also, so he says, market forces, globalization, technology, purchasing power, all have ethical considerations to be kept in view. And when those disappear, then we look to technology, the techniques of the market to bring us their benefits. But he says, in the end, technology will not deliver salvation, will not make this a better world on its own, without the ethical considerations that must go with it.
And I was speaking there to the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols.